Paul, what can you tell us about Nathan Beaulieu's status?
He's out for a month, minimum.
Related to the previous injuries or something?
No, brand new one.
Okay.
The silver lining is the two other... He's got two breaks that he's held, that he's healed from, that will completely heal. He'll be fine. That's the positive, but he's out again.
This one's lower, though, from
correct.
The block?
Correct. It wasn't the first shot block. It was the second.
Okay. Will you... I know you have
there
one.
There was more than two.
Sorry.
There was about five. The one that you saw on the hand, that wasn't it. It was the lower body.
Okay. You have one extra defense, or not extra now, but will you be looking at bringing another defense?
Yeah, the moose are on the ice now. When they get off the ice and everybody's healthy, we'll pull one up. Yeah.
Okay. What are we looking for from Carl Dahlstrom as he comes back in?
Well, he's been itching to get back in. You know, we want him to get the pucks and move them real clean if he can. I mean, that's his skill set. He can cover some ice and he can move the puck a little bit. So... That's what we look for. His gap closure, and then the simplicity of his game. I mean, he's been banging on the door. He wants in, so tonight's a big night for him.
Mark Scheifele talked about Kyle Connor's ability to score in different ways. Is that something that you saw from the beginning, or is that something that's kind of evolving with his game?
There's a piece of this that's experience over time, and part of that experience is just getting to know Mark. And then when Patrick is a different player than Blake Wheeler, so you're going to get the puck in different spots, and probably some patience now in finding holes, understanding that Mark's going to hang on to it maybe a little bit longer and that he can make those plays that he makes. But we've always felt with Kyle that he could score fairly tight to the tender. I mean, his hands are very, very quick. He is spending more time net front now than he would have at any point in his career, certainly on the power play. When he's gotten to the net more, our power play has taken off. Pionk will find him through that lane, which is a bit of an adjustment for our power play from years past, that shot coming from the top. But I wouldn't say we're surprised by it, because he has an unusually quick set of hands, and he seems like he can find the holes on either side of his body.
Paul, maybe you answered it in there, but what do you think maybe an underappreciated part of Kyle's game is? Because when you look at his line mates, I mean, Mark and Patrick, it's like a lot of attention, and perhaps he flies under the radar a little bit more. Just in terms of
that, he's like in the transition of his, or that's not the right, the growth in his game to becoming a hard forechecker. So you think of a lot of the pucks that get dumped in, they don't dump the puck a whole lot, but when they go in, he's got to go get it first. So he's that on the puck. We talk about that all the time. The thing that maybe wasn't in his game just prior to him getting the call back up to the NHL, that was the missing piece to his game. And it also really wasn't there at the start of this year, having missed all the training camp. Like, his October wasn't right. And now he's to the point, and especially in the last, I'm going to say 4 or 5 weeks, he's really been now a hard player to play against. He gets on the puck. He's not physical. And we don't need him to be. But he can get in and get puck stopped and start the forecheck for that line.
What would the next level be for him? Is there...
It would be nothing other than more games like the last. And I'm not talking about three. So that's the difference. Certainly, he'll develop parts of his game. And, you know, he's going to get stronger and all of those things. But the difference now, Nick Ehlers, Kyle, Patrick are the number 1 and 5, right? When they first come in, they're good 1 of 5, but they score 3, so you're all excited. And then that number just keeps going to you get to that Blake Wheeler status, where if he has 1 in 15 that you didn't love, you never talk to him about it because it's 1 in 15. Like, the effort and the pace and the reads just get very, very consistent.
Now that you're through those 3 Central Division games, did it help your group kind of get back to what you wanted to see each and every shift?
So I'm going to say I hope so. And it's not just on the ice, it's on the bench. The things that we valued in our last 3 games, what the players are talking about on the bench, were all the hard things. Felt that came out of our game a little bit. Some of it's in, you know, you get into the Eastern Conference, it's such a different style. It's all speed. There's less physicality. There's not as much grind to the game. Now you're talking about execution, positioning, those kind of things. The last 3 games kind of got us back to the bench. Sounded like it did almost all of the month of November, where they're pointing out shot blocks and just getting a stick on the puck is the most critical thing, because it's, you know, it's O'Reilly backdoor, it's McKinnon backdoor. There's really high-end skilled players out there. So being able to knock a puck down and just get it out, there's a a big payoff to that. So the bench got right in the last three games. We'll get a real good test in here tonight.
So how do you try and carry that over now when you've got a few Eastern Conference games coming up again starting tonight?
Just making sure that we're valuing that as a coaching staff as well, and that's what we're presenting to the players. So the technical package will be pretty similar, but we want our game to look like this in this situation, and then you'll pull clips from Colorado and St. Louis in those games and insert them into the Toronto pre-scout. We're saying, I know they're going to look differently because they do this, but this is the way we want to look. Not even necessarily where you're standing. This is the battle that we value. This is what we want to have happen with this puck, even though there might be a higher risk play there because you're not going to get hit. Just keep it simple. Keep it clean.
Paul, your team's in a playoff spot as we cross into the second half of the season here. What's the one or two factors that's made that happen here to date?
Goaltending and our compete. Right? So Connor's been very good. So has Lauren when we needed to. We've had really strong goaltending this year. And then the five-man battle in the last three games. I know we're 1-1-1, but against really good teams, we've got a lot of great clips of guys blocking shots, just banging it out, taking a hit to make a play, back checking as hard as they can just to get a stick on the puck. That piece to our game is solid and it's strong. So we don't move the puck maybe the way we'd like to all the time, and we get ourselves in a little bit of trouble because of it. But the play off the mistake right now in our last three, and certainly let's just say through our first 40, it's been really, really good. Okay, guys. Oh, did you? Yeah.
Sounds good.
Make it a long one.
When you talk about the strengths of the compete that you were just describing, and maybe not moving the puck as brilliantly on the back end as in years past, is it tough when as a teacher to gain the reinforcement when the results are a little bit of pain, taking a bit of impact, getting the puck out, as opposed to some sort of highlight reel play?
No, we've got a great captain who's willing to play that game. And all these players that we've brought in, whether we picked them up off waivers or we traded for Neil, all of the players that we brought in can play that game. They can compete like that. And you've seen it in Spezza's game and Boteto's game. And Boyo and Cooley, before he got hurt, was playing that game, right? So we got a whole bunch of guys, how many shots Bork has blocked. Harkins Cummins done that for us. So a big chunk of these guys that are kind of new here can play that game. The captain leads, got enough guys to follow, and they're all playing it. And so we're starting to see the Ehlers and the Roslovics play a game like they did in Colorado where they're banging pucks out and they're playing that hard game, right? That's the right progression for those young players.